painting a vivid historical picture. As you may know, the Civil War was perhaps the most important conflict in our nation's history because we would not have a country as we know it today if the South had prevailed. And the Confederate forces almost did win, led by the brilliant commander Robert E. Lee. You will soon get to know Lee and his Union counterpart, Ulysses S. Grant. Very different men fighting for causes that, at times, weighed on them with extraordinary ferocity. The brutal intensity of the fighting is staggering. Most of the combatants were boys or men just out of their teens. If wounded, they could expect little help. If captured, well, the ordeal was hellish. The South in particular could barely feed its own army, much less Northern prisoners. But amid all the chaos, heroes emerged, on both sides. We will tell you about them. The villains, too. And then there were the slaves, human beings bought and sold. Even though some believe the Civil War was primarily about the rights of individual states to determine their societies, the true emotional nature of this war was freedom for black people. Frederick Douglass was an African American who attained freedom but could not rest until his brethren did the same. What a compelling human being, Frederick Douglass. You will also learn about the bravery of Abraham Lincoln, who aged dramatically during the war. His empathy for the suffering soldiers and slaves is what sets him apart from most politicians. Lincoln is a towering figure, perhaps our best president. You will see how he himself suffered over the years, knowing that victory was not assured. In fact, we spend a good amount of time on the battle that saved Lincoln and the Union. Gettysburg. That incredible fight remains the most important battle ever fought on American soil. And to the very end, the outcome was in doubt. The listener of this audiobook will experience that battle as it was actually fought, not romanticized or sanitized. We will take you to southern Pennsylvania for a listening experience you will not soon forget. The relevance today of legends and lies will unfold before your ears. We are living in a time of conflict. Terrorists overseas want to kill us. Politics at home can be vicious. We are a divided nation, as the presidential election of 2016 demonstrated. Sometimes emotions between citizens run high, and there have even been violent political protests. And when we see these on television, it might be wise to think back to the 1860s, when the country fractured and Americans killed one another, sometimes in savage displays. That kind of thing will never happen again. But for the aware American, it is important to understand why it did happen once upon a time. The war between the states shaped attitudes for decades, and to this day, there are reverberations from the carnage. The Black Lives Matter movement, for example, bases its call for social justice on slavery and the massive abuse it caused. As for freemen, millions of Americans on both sides had their families shattered by death during the bloodiest war in American history. So, there is much to know about the Civil War, and you are about to absorb many things. No longer will the conflict be a fable or a movie. Listening to Legends and Lies will provide you with a factual picture of an American tragedy that led to triumphs decades later. The true nature of freedom was defined during the Civil War, and all of us carry that freedom today as we live life in America. David Fisher and I are proud of this audiobook and very glad you have chosen to listen to it. Bill O'Reilly, February 2017, New York City. 1. A Grave Beginning. John Brown stirs America's passions. On Sunday, October 16, 1859, John Brown and his band of 21 men came out of the dark night to change American history. The terror of all Missouri, as the New York Times had called the 59-year-old abolitionist, was known nationally as a leader of the anti-slavery movement and a zealot who had murdered at least 5 pro-slavery men in cold blood. His stated purpose that night was to seize the federal armory and its thousands of weapons in the quiet town of Harper.